and welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about timing is and isn't everything. That's all next, so here we go. All right, for an update on my weight loss journey, during this last time period, I was up from 225 to 229. All right, we're going to talk today about timing, and it either is or it isn't everything. And what I mean by that is, and I want to start off with a quote from Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill said, "Don't wait. The time will never be just right." And if you think about that in your life, a lot of times, if you would have never started something, even if it was by accident, you would have never gained certain knowledge or been able to have future success. Because a lot of times, we don't even know if we're going to be successful at certain things that we want to do. And how do we figure that out? You just start. You just start going. So I love his quote where he says, "Don't wait. The time will never be just right." So that's just so true. There's a famous story from the man that founded the company called Headspace. And his name was Andy Puddicombe. And Andy was into sports science, and in his life, he just decided that he just wanted to change. And so he made a huge change. He just moved to the Himalayas. And while he was there, he started studying meditation, and then he eventually became a monk. So after his return home, he started thinking of coming up with an idea for an app that would make meditation and relaxation more accessible to everyone. And so he ended up creating the app called Headspace. And it helps to cultivate mindfulness and helps people to begin meditating and practicing those things to help improve their lives. He really would have never had that desire or thought if he didn't take that journey, right? So if he didn't go away all the way around the world and have those moments where he came to know the importance of being mindful and meditating and the advantages that it gives you each and every day. Years later now, you look at it and his app is used by more than 30 million users worldwide. So what a massive thing that he created. And just knowing that timing isn't everything. Sometimes we're not sure what's going to happen in life, but we just kind of got to keep pressing forward. Sometimes it even means taking a time out like he did, just getting away, clearing his head, coming up with some new ideas. And for him and millions of others, that's been a big blessing. So remember that in life, in many cases, timing isn't everything. And in most cases, you can start learning and gaining that knowledge, and then you can just make changes from there. The second quote I wanted to share today was from Karen Lamb, and she has a great quote that says, "A year from now, you may wish you had started today." And that is just so, so true in so many different things. And in this case, timing is everything. Have you thought about, I'm in finance and I talk with people about their finances every day. And when you're thinking about, for example, say retirement and, you know, what your goals are and the things you want to accomplish, maybe the trips you want to take, most of the time that's going to take money. And in order to have the money that you need later in life, obviously you're going to have to save for it. So there's a lot to be said for saving earlier in life. So if you wanted to have, say, like $1 million by the time you retire at, say, age 67, why would it be advantageous to start when you're young? And the obvious answer there is because you have time on your side, because you're able to put more money away, and you can work with the laws of compounding interest, and it just works in your favor over the long term, and you just make a lot more money. So, for example, if you had 40 years to save, if you started at, say, age 27, you'd need to put away, and you wanted to save $1 million, and this is assuming, you know, you had investments and they were returning, say, a 9% return. You'd have to put away about $214 a month to reach $1 million. Okay, if you wait just 10 years, right? Again, remember, timing is everything. If you just put that off for 10 years, then you have to start putting away $541 a month in order to reach that goal. So it just gets exponentially harder. If you wait till you're age 47 before you really begin, then you got to put away $1,491 a month. And then if you wait till 57, you're putting away about $5,100 a month. Worst case scenario, you wait till you're 62, you got 5 years left, you got to put away $13,000 a month. That's probably not going to happen. So in a lot of cases in life, timing is everything. And especially if we're talking specifically about investing, start, if you haven't started, start now. At least put something away every month, or maybe even smaller every week. Just put a small amount away, and eventually it'll grow into something a lot larger. Hopefully you can start when you're younger, so you have time on your side, so you'll have a lot more for your retirement. But even if you haven't, remember, timing is everything, and you need to start now. So just one example of how timing is everything. So just to reiterate our ideas from today, don't wait. Time will never be exactly perfect, right? It'll never be exactly just right. So if you have dreams of doing something, if you wanted to start that business, if you wanted to start that next project, if you wanted to travel to that one place, if you wanted to make that one relationship or get that one thing accomplished, just start. Just go do it. Whether or not you'll be successful at it, we just don't know yet, right? But you need to start. And then secondly, timing is everything, because a lot of times a year from now, you very well may have wished you would have started something today. So you'll either A, have all that experience on your side, or B, have so much more success, and you'll just be that much farther ahead than if you just wait. There is definitely a cost to waiting, and specifically if we're talking about money, you need to start now. So, until next week, be unstoppable.